A's hurler Daniel Mengden is still in search of his first victory of the year as the A's take on the Phillies, and the right-hander gets some early run support courtesy of Matt Olson.
Olson, he's handled the off-speed pitch. Wow.
Look out downtown. Second deck in the back. 2-0 Athletics.
So here's the pitch to Matt Joyce on the way, and Matt swings and drives one to right, way back at the wall, turning around, and this one is going to be over the head of the right fielder Williams and gone, and the A's take a 4-0 lead. Number 24 for Matt Joyce.
And he got him. 3-2 pitch to Herrera. Swing and a miss. Good fastball from Mengden. He gets his second strikeout.
Got a flower growing.
Yeah. And Altier went around. Back-to-back strikeouts for Mengden. But Daniel Mengden back out there. A's have never gone an entire season without having a pitcher toss a complete game. Mengden's going to try to do it tonight. 2-2 pitch. Good. Fastball threw it right by Kim. Two outs. 2-2 pitch, swing and a miss. He struck him out. And what a way to finish. An outstanding performance by the A's, Daniel Mengden. So his first career shutout is done in Philadelphia.
Daniel Mengden goes the distance for the first time in his big league career. A two-hit shutout leads the A's to a 4-0 win. Mengden does not walk a batter and he strikes out 7. He wins for the first time since September 15th of last year. And Matt Olson now has 19 home runs in 51 games this season. Mengden would also do some good work at the plate. He goes 1-for-2 with a run scored, a walk, and a sacrifice. He needed 118 pitches for his first Major League complete game.
You know, just been trying to keep the ball down, like you said. You know, two seems been great the last couple outings. You know, been really working it good down and away, and it's been probably my best pitch for me the last two outings.
Now, Daniel, you said you're tired, and obviously we know why, but when you walked off the mound in the eighth inning, were you trying to avoid the manager, trying not to make eye contact? And was anybody, did any of the coaches say anything to you? And how much were you hoping, like, don't come up to me because I want to go out there for the ninth inning?
I mean, Bomo kind of turned around, went and talked to Emo.
That's right.
And I didn't really dodge him because he was over there. I just kind of walked in, sat down. I was like, okay, no one's coming. I was like, they better not come. I don't want to get out. Like, I want to stay in this game. And then he came up to me and asked me if I was good. And I said, yeah, and here we are.
August the 19th last year, Kendall Graveman, a shutout against the White Sox. You're the first, not only shutout, the complete game to do that. But for every pitcher who loves to hit, tell us about your base hit that you got in your first at bat.
I mean, we've been talking about it all week. Giving Ole, Healy, and Jappy, all them giving me a bunch of, just messing with me a lot. And, I told them, I hit in college a little bit, and I was looking forward to hitting. And, I was just trying to get a fastball and just, try to get my foot down in time and just swing hard.
Well, you know what? It was great, but yeah, it wasn't as good as the pitching. Daniel,
right.
We're
going to
let
yeah.
you head back inside, celebrate with your teammates. Congratulations on a terrific yeah. performance.
Thank you very much.
The Athletics will try to make it back-to-back wins at Citizens Bank Park on Saturday when Kendall Graveman makes the start.